En Radio Sefarad, la entrevista.
Han escuchado ayer la primera parte de la interesantísima entrevista con el grupo Klezmatics y ahora les ofreceremos el final de esta entrevista seguido del último tema de su disco titulado Rise Up. Quería preguntaros, últimamente está habiendo un revival del Klezmer, un rescate de esta música en Europa y Estados Unidos. ¿A qué creéis que puede ser debido a esto?
Last times the Klezmer is going rising up. Mm-hmm. What do you think this phenomenon is happening? Which reasons is they are doing the rescue of the Klezmer for Renovit?
There's different reasons, I think, different levels. I mean, for a lot of the Klezmer scene in America, it was connected with younger, often mostly Jewish people, musicians, culture. Getting into the roots, trying to find their old roots that were being forgotten about, you know, the Yiddish roots, you know, like a revival to go back to that place that your parents didn't want to know about because the parents were forgetting about and their grandparents wanted to forget about the, you know, the time in the Yiddish in Eastern Europe, you know, around the Holocaust and immigration. But then some few generations later, the young people want to go back and see what that was about. And there's the old recordings that are great from the 20s and 30s, the 78 RPM recordings that give us much information and material, and we realize it was a tradition that was being lost. Like in Irish music, that it was a revival for Irish music, you know, and people going back and hearing the old recordings and young people playing again and learning Gaelic again or something, the Irish language, and very similar in the Jewish. That's the American part. Then
nos cuenta Matt que el Klezmer, pues en Estados Unidos ha sido, pues está gozando de una renovación, porque un poco la gente joven está recuperando sus raíces y no quieren olvidar de dónde vienen, ¿no? Después de varias generaciones de inmigración y de movimientos, ¿no? Pues los jóvenes han descubierto que durante los años 20 y los años 30 hay algunos trabajos en discos de 78 pulgadas que son de 78 revoluciones por minuto que son maravillosos. Entonces dice que un fenómeno similar está ocurriendo con la música irlandesa, que también hay muchos jóvenes que están recuperando el gaélico y que bueno, que por lo menos por la parte americana, este es un poco el fenómeno que él cree que está sucediendo.
As far as the world in general goes, sort of the second part of the Klezmer revival in the United States, when the Klezmatics were, you know, started, which was about 5 or 10 years after the revival of Klezmer music started in the U.S., coincided with the revolution of the compact disc, and with people wanting music to listen to, and that world music became possible to people to explore all these other music. So it sort of coincided with that. So people were hearing the music much more than they were ever before. The biggest, largest popularity of Klezmer music or of Yiddish music in Europe has been in Germany. I think for many reasons. There's of course the kind of, some people I think want to make amends for what happened in World War II. Some people see, as far as they see the connection of the music and certainly with the language of Klezmer, which would be Yiddish, with German music. And for some people, I'm sorry, I don't want to say too much, but it's sort of, a way of doing something that is somehow related to German folk music, but that isn't specifically German. So it's, you know, because of the war, they have a problem with playing their own folklore. So it's also that as well. So that's also why.
Bueno, la segunda parte que nos explica Lauren es que cuando pues el klezmer, este revival del klezmer comenzó, que más o menos cuando los klezmatis comenzaron este tipo de nuevo klezmer y de nueva música yiddish, pues también tiene que ver un poco la revolución del CD, porque hace en los últimos 5 o 10 años de repente mucha gente ha podido acceder a música que antes no podía, ¿no? Después, otra razón que nos da es que en Alemania pues también sé que se cuenta un poco lo que pasó en la Segunda Guerra Mundial, ¿no? Y entonces ahí se encuentran en una raíz en la que la música yiddish y la alemana se mezclan. Entonces el resultado es una música alemana que suena alemana pero que no es alemana del todo.
Bueno, venís aquí a España presentando un último trabajo titulado Rise Up por los Klezmatics. Venís a promocionarlo aquí. ¿Qué tiene de novedad? ¿Qué incorporáis?
Could you talk a little bit about your last album? What is new in the last album? What are you working in?
What are we working on now?
In the album.
Oh, okay. Rise Up contains. The band has been very well known for doing projects, collaborating with other artists. So some of the material from Rise Up comes from dance work that we did with the company Palabolas in the United States, which is a dance company that combines acrobatics, dance, and theater. They're incredibly versatile and incredibly creative, and they did a piece called Davenin, which is an exploration of the movement that people make when they pray. This kind of rocking back and forth, and so part of the CD is music from that project.
Nos cuenta, por ejemplo, que hay una aportación de que en este disco se recogen proyectos con otros artistas, como por ejemplo con un proyecto que hay llamado Palabolas, que mezcla la danza con la acrobacia, con el teatro, y después también con un artista llamado Dovenen, que más o menos recogen todos estos proyectos recogen la parte del movimiento pues más de danza, de acrobacia, pues de esta gente que está enfocado hacia ahí.
Also, in short version is it's a more original music for us than some of the others, and is political songs about contemporary things, and even some English on this, and one Aramaic song.
What?
Before Mel Gibson.
¿Por qué una canción en arameo? Why?
Well, why the song in Aramaic? Well, actually, it's a song. It's actually a religious song that is from the Zmiris repertoire, from the songs that people sing at their table on Friday and Saturday. And it was actually a song that was left over from another project that I do, which is Hasidic spiritual songs that I do with Frank London and Rob Schwimmer, called the Zmiris Project. And I thought, well, why don't we try and do it with the Klezmatics? Interestingly enough, the Klezmatics, like many other bands, have over the years branched out into other genres of Jewish music. So we do, you know, we do Yiddish songs, we do, you know, political songs, we do holiday songs, and now we're doing religious songs.
Nos contaba primero Matt que estaban trabajando también en unas canciones pues más, procurando ser más originales, más políticas, canciones hablando sobre temas contemporáneos, sobre problemas contemporáneos. Y después Lauren nos cuenta que bueno, que han trabajado en Klezmatics en varios tipos de música judía, ¿no? Y después también hay otros proyectos como uno que se llama pues el Mirror Projects, ¿no? Con los que Klezmatics lo que intentan es repartirse por todas las ramas de la pues de la música judía, ¿no? Igualmente tienen temas pues de música yiddish, como de política, como de músicas de vacaciones, de músicas al fin y al cabo pues de religión.
So the band has been making a joke about this song that it's the first single from The Passion of the Christ of Mel Gibson's movie because it's in Aramaic. So
ya bueno, nos cuenta que tienen una canción que le tendrían que hacer porque ahora con la competencia se ha puesto muy duro. Mel Gibson está con La Pasión de Cristo, la tienen encima.
So I wanted to say one other thing is that probably the most important song on the CD is a song called I Ain't Afraid, which was sort of the song we chose as our response to the tragedy of September 11th. And it's a song that was actually written before that happened, but it was, you know, kindly was like as if it was predicting what was going to happen, and so it's a song that talks about religion, what people do in the name of religious fanaticism, it's one of our most popular things that we do.
Dice que a lo mejor la canción más importante del disco es la canción Ain't Afraid, que viene un poco, a pesar de que fue escrita antes del 11 de septiembre, pues que un poco estaba proyectando lo que iba a pasar, ¿no? Y en definitiva cuenta lo que pasa cuando... cuenta lo que hace la gente muchas veces en nombre de la religión.
Bueno, les vamos a dejar con esta canción que nos acaban de presentar, I Ain't Afraid, de su último disco, Rise Up, Chrismatics. Muchas gracias por venir, ha sido un placer tenerles aquí y espero que esta sea una de las tantas visitas que esperamos nos hagáis en el futuro.
It's a pleasure to have you in here and hopefully this is one of the first of a lot of visits you're going to do to Spain.
Thank you.
We hope so.
Yeah.
Your culture, I ain't afraid of your choices. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I ain't afraid of your Sunday. I ain't afraid of your spirit. I ain't afraid of your teachers. Afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I ain't afraid of your Sabbath. I ain't afraid of your borders. I ain't afraid of your dances. Afraid of what you do in the name of your God. Afraid of what you do in the name of your God.